Houston, we have a problem.
Man. What up, Mr. Marv? Simeowski's here. Black Boy NT, Villain Light. Long Live Mafia, Black Dookie NT. Another one, please, NT. Hey.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I'm in the garage. Can I smoke?
Who are you people?
It's a garage party. Quack.
Mr. Marvin and the group, Garage Party Podcast. You know the crew coming to Cali, Houston, Dallas too. Listen in your car, you can jam these funky tunes. Put your headphones on, turn on your computer. We talking about music, sports, and entertainment. Bring it to you. Lakers fans, what it do? Cowboys fans, what it do? Houston Rockets, what it do? I'm in the garage with my crew. Sudden horn on my bike. I know you hear me coming through. Working out day and night, sipping beer and alcohol. Find me on YouTube. You know I'm about to boss hog. You know I'm about to highlight. I stand tall like a waterfall. Garage party, I'ma keep it lit.
Hello.
Here in Sly Barber's Garage Party Radio podcast, broadcasting out of Houston, Texas. It's Mr. Marvin, along with my best friend in the whole wide world, Danny Boy, in the building. And Slimioski, I don't know where he's at.
Missing in action.
He's missing in action today, Daddy. It's just us two. So, happy New Year's, Merry Christmas to those who are just listening to us today. We're just, you know.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. And yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Houston. But I'm very excited about today's show because I got my man Gallo, the wine expert, in the house.
One L.
Yeah, that's Gallo with one L, not two. He was kind of concerned about
The correlation between
Gallo and Gallo Wines. He has nothing to do with
Gallo.
He's not
a representation. Not a representation of him
at all. He's not related at all. Does not know anything.
Although, if you want to sponsor us,
so don't sue me. Gallo sue Marvin's Wines. Garage Party.
Yes, you know what I mean. Why you got to do the word sue?
It's not sue.
It's not sue.
It's, you know? It's sponsor. If yes, you want to yes. sponsor,
we would love to work with Gallo Wines. You know what I mean? That would be an awesome situation. But no, his name is Gallo, and he just so happened to be in the wine business. And since we're going into 2024, I invited you to come by to hang out with us with the hopes of you being able to give us some tips and some recommendations as far as what beverages we should indulge in on New Year's Eve. So thanks again, man, for coming by. I appreciate it. So let's get right to it, brother. So how long have you been in the beer and wine business?
I've been in the wine business for about 25 years.
See, 25 years.
People have been asking me questions about wine daily, hourly, by the minute about wine for 25 years. So I don't know that I can answer all your questions, Marvin, but
you'd be able to answer at least 25 years worth. You know, hey, I'm double that.
I hope you don't have that many questions.
No, but man, again, appreciate you coming by, bro. I really thank you for coming by. And right now, like, I decided going into 2024, because I'm a beer man. As you can tell, we got my beer here. I got my Bud Light. Cheers. Thanks for coming by.
Don't normally drink beer, by the way. I appreciate the beer, though.
You're more all wine now?
I'm almost all exclusively wine, yeah. I may drink some beers, like if I'm at a beer bar hanging out with some buddies and that's all they have.
Right.
But most of the time I'm drinking beer. I'm sorry, wine.
Drinking wine guy. Okay, I got some wine in my refrigerator still. Check and see if it's still good. Well, I'm a beer guy, so I decided this year I was going to try to tiptoe into some wine. I was going to tiptoe in a little bit. You know what I mean? By me knowing a couple people, a couple wine vendors, you know, I know some cats that sell wine and they've been trying to turn me on to it. But for some reason, the wine buzz is totally different than the beer buzz.
Wine don't get you drunk.
You know what I mean? Beer gets you drunk too.
Yeah, but beer has a lot less alcohol than what wine does, right? Yeah. Wine generally is about, I mean, unless you're drinking Moscato. Moscato is probably like 5% alcohol.
That's dessert.
And right? Sweet.
Which is about what Moscato. Beer is.
Right.
Most wines are probably, you know, 10.5, 14.5 average
really?
Percentage, right?
Yeah.
So now, that one, but when you say that, that's obviously the whole bottle. So when you put it in the glass, it's
Percentage is percentage.
Like in a glass, like when they pour you a wine glass.
Right.
And just think.
So it's not the whole bottle. See, I'm way off. See what happened? That's why you're here to enlighten me on the percentages. No, that's why I need to know these things.
Like, my sister is a wine drinker. Now, the actual pour for wine is not.
Is it the same amount as what a beer is, right?
Yeah.
Because alcohol percentage, they base it on alcohol percentage.
Bud Light that I'm drinking, all right, has a, where's the percentage?
I don't even think it has a percentage on there, but I can tell you it's probably
3%?
About 4.5%.
3.5%,
4%. 4%, yeah.
Okay. What's
so wine is like three times, sometimes four times as strong.
Okay. And you chug a beer, you don't chug wine. Well, some people do.
You can chug some wine.
Chugging a beer now.
You know what I mean?
You chug a beer. But wine, you typically, you sip on wine, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
so,
normally. But people, pros, can like drink it down like juice.
Unless it's past
juice.
One.
Like
it's past one, then you just chugging at that point.
Now, you being a female, Danny, why you?
I don't drink. But you, I don't drink. If I go somewhere, like if I go to my sister's house, she's going to have one. She has a whole fucking bar.
Okay.
So they're going to have my brother-in-law can make you any drink.
Is she a sweet wine drinker or a dry wine drinker?
She likes, what's that popular wine that everybody likes starts with a C? What's it?
Cabernet?
The brand. It's brand. Kind of expensive, but everybody.
Oh, Camus.
Camus, yeah. That one. And so
it's a huge brand.
She likes that. So I know she likes that, but I don't think she likes super sweet because we never have a super sweet wine. I think it's like a dry or I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly what she drinks. I just drink whatever she has.
Does she drink champagne? Is she a champagne drink for New Year's?
Yes and no. Like, I think she would drink it in like a mimosa. Like me, I love mimosas, but I won't just drink champagne by itself. Like, but like you put it in a mimosa, just like it's funny. I don't drink orange juice. Like I only drink
like
it when
mimosas.
I'm sick, but if for
but you combine the two,
combine the two, motherfucker, I'll drink that. Like,
so what is a popular wine for New Year's? Like, is there a popular wine that you find?
The popular wine is sparkling wine or champagne, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Like champagne is traditionally the way to bring in the new year.
Okay.
Right.
Popping bottles.
Okay, so champagne. Now, is there a certain brand of champagne that you would say
depend on your coin?
Well, yeah, I think it depends on your price point, but I think
Let's go to the high end. A good high end. You know, forget high end. Give me reasonable price point.
Like, well, I mean, I don't generally go higher than $100, me personally.
Right.
But that's just for New Year's. That's not something that I always do. That's just in celebratory times.
Right.
Generally, I'm spending like $15 a bottle, you know? And generally not drinking sparkling wine.
Right.
So
sparkling wine. Okay. All right. Well,
I think first you got to ask yourself, first of all, I think there's a couple of questions you want to ask yourself.
Right.
How much do I want to spend?
Right.
Do I want sweet or dry? Right.
Now, does it mean the occasion too? Like certain things, like there's a certain wine for certain occasions for New Year. You know what I mean? Or champagne. Like,
I think about it in the sense of red wine, rosé, white wine, or sparkling wine. But I think in New Year's, you know, pretty much it's celebratory. That's the traditional thing with sparkling wine.
All right, let's start with dinner.
So,
I'm having dinner.
Your course?
I'm having me a nice. Steak dinner, of course.
Red
nice steak dinner. What would you recommend?
Was that red wine, right?
Yeah, I'm drinking red wine, right? But I guess I don't understand.
Let's say this. Say it's New Year's Eve.
But New Year's Eve, you're celebrating.
So obviously, so you would switch. Now, can you mix? You know, obviously, how you go from beer and wine? They say you're not supposed to mix the beer and wine.
No, right? I mean.
So
I
can you
dinner,
mix the wine and champagne? Can that mix? Is that okay? Better than beer and wine?
Yeah, I went to a dinner last month, maybe we started off with a sparkling wine, right?
Okay.
Went to a white wine, and then went to a red wine, and went to a dessert wine. Four different courses or whatever it was, and so yeah, I mean you can definitely switch between.
Basically, what I'm saying too is you don't have to stick with champagne all night or wine.
No,
all night.
Not at all.
When
not
it comes
all.
To that,
not at all.
When it comes to beer, when it comes to champagne and wine, you can mix it. Have some. Champagne
I mean,
and
I know
wine.
Some people talk about like not mixing wine and liquor.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Okay.
You know, maybe that, but I'll drink whatever.
But when it comes to champagne, you can
You can drink it anytime.
You can drink that anytime.
But, you know,
people drink champagne every day.
Yeah, but back to what I was saying, I think champagne, most people think of a celebratory occasion.
Okay.
Right? Like when people get married,
That's champagne.
Like champagne. They're doing a toast with champagne that's celebratory.
Gotcha.
Bringing in the new year with your loved ones and, you know, family and friends.
That's what I'm telling you.
You're celebrating. So that's why it's kind of a tradition to drink champagne.
Champagne. Okay.
Like wine is an everyday thing.
Okay.
That's just every day. And
especially for me.
And foodies too, you have to have the perfect wine that goes with your food. And some food, if you mess up and do the wrong wine, it changes the whole flavor palette. Like, it's a whole big thing.
Yeah, and then there's some people that don't necessarily care if it matches with their food, right?
Yeah, they don't. They're just like,
it's a wine that they like and that's the wine that they want.
You're not supposed to chill red wine, right? You're not supposed to chill it, right?
I technically chill it sometimes, yeah.
Like, technically, are they like the snobby people about the thing? You're not supposed to.
No, you're supposed to. I mean, actually, you're supposed to serve it at about 60 degrees, right? Like, that's about the proper temperature for red wine.
Red wine, 60 degrees?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like me, like, I can't tell you anything about it. I just know if I go someplace, like if I go out with my sister, if I have dinner with my sister, or if I go to her house, she's going to have wine and I will have a glass because it's there. But I'm not the person that's going to go out and buy it. Or if I do buy wine, it's usually for her. Like, I'm buying something for her.
The store that I work at is like, when you pull a bottle off the shelf, the store is almost always so cold that bottle is almost already ready to drink at that temperature.
Yeah.
So wait, the shelves are hit again?
The store that I work at.
Right. But the
when you pull the bottle off of the shelf,
right,
the store is always so cold that bottle is almost at ready to drink temperature.
Oh, okay.
It's so cold in the store all the time, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean,
yeah. So I think you have to ask yourself, when choosing a bottle for, let's say, New Year's, budget, do I want dry or do I want sweet? And what am I guests going to drink? If you give a shit about that.
I would go with, obviously, sweet. I'm a sweet wine.
Right, but are you going to have friends over? Are you going to have family over? And do they want dry? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because that's
the thing about New Year's is that it's a celebratory thing. I think about it in the sense of, like, the people that I'm bringing in the New Year with is the people more than likely I'm going to be spending all year with, right? Because
you probably know what they like already.
Right. I do always keep some sweet wine. I generally do keep some Moscato or a demi-sec sparkling wine, but I also keep my dry wines nicer stuff that I like.
Yeah, my sister does Christmas, and so she'll have wine. And then they'll also have, you know, like I said, my brother-in-law can make you any drink you want. They do a lot of old fashions. Like, I got into those. Like, I like old fashioned. And, you know, they have the whole setup or whatever. But she always has wine, too, because she just drinks it. And then, but my brother-in-law's mother, she comes over and she'll come over with, like, a very sweet wine. Like, a cheap sweet wine.
And that's what they like. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that some people are like, oh, well, I spent a little more money on this wine, so that person should like it.
Yeah.
When in actuality, you know, just because you spent more money on it doesn't mean that person's going to like it because it's not the style of wine.
Yeah, so it's like I always make fun of Charlotte, like Charlotte Parker. Miss Parker. I love Miss Parker, but she buys this bottle of wine from Walmart. It's called Liberty. The brand is Liberty. But I remember...
Liberty.
Liberty. I never heard of Liberty.
We were going to a funeral and we met up the store because we were riding together, and it was me, Andrea, and Charlotte. And Charlotte had this big ass bottle of wine. I mean, it was fucking huge. And I said, I was like, what in the world? Like, and I turned the alcohol. I was like, how is this wine so cheap for one, plus so big, but it's so sweet. It was so sweet, but the alcohol content was high. Like, it had a shit ton of alcohol content. And I was like, what the fuck? Because usually it's just sugar, like, mostly, or whatever. But, I mean, the alcohol content was
high. Well, that's one of the things that I always tell people about who like sweet wines. It's hard to get a sweet wine that is also high in alcohol, mm-hmm. right? It's hard to get that because the way fermentation happens, yeast is eating up the sugars, converting it to alcohol. So the more sugars that don't get eaten, the less alcohol there is. And so sometimes people use unnatural sugars to make those wines a little higher in alcohol. So they ferment all the sugars out of it, make it a dry wine, and then add sugar back to it. But, I mean, you know, I drink dry wines and I'll drink sweet wines as long as they're well made, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Now, question for you. Now, does wine go bad?
Yes. Yes. You mean like unopened or you mean now, after being opened?
Cause now, I have some Moscato. Some what is this? Some 1948 Sutter Home.
Yeah, so it's 1948, the vintage. Because it has definitely gone bad at that point.
Okay.
So 1948 is the vintage. So you should have thrown that away in 1949.
Moscato. I don't have my glasses on. Anyway, so the bottles, I'd say this has been there for about maybe, I'd say 4 months.
That is bad.
And yeah. I opened it and I didn't finish it.
Okay.
So
do you think the color is a little different now?
No, it looks the same. No.
It looks the same?
It looks a little
brownish, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like urine. It looks like infected urine.
So this is not safe.
Is there mold going around in here?
So this is not safe to drink.
No,
It's not worth it to drink. Yeah.
Okay. Now I have some Paolina sweet syrup chill. Now this was
you keep strippers around here? Is this why you have all the sparkling sweet wine?
You know.
There's some strippers that live down the street.
Hey. You're in the back cave, okay? I can't tell you. You know what I mean? There's a reason why it took you a minute to get here. No. But this is some sweet wine that I had. And I don't see the expiration date on this.
Well, you won't ever see an expiration date.
That was my next question. There we go.
Thank you for educating me.
Yeah, you won't.
This was bought about 2 months ago.
So you shouldn't keep
a wine open for longer than 3 days, right? Yeah.
But it's not open. The top has been back on.
Yeah,
I even put the
but
lid.
You've already opened it.
Yeah, you've already opened it.
And you don't have you need to get you one of those. What is the things that they put where you open it? It helps preserve it.
This is it.
Yeah. The best thing to do is just drink the wine in a few days. Right?
This is not it.
That helps keep the bubbles in there.
No,
right. It helps to seal.
I'm talking about the whole
effervescence
system
of the carbonation
that keeps
the air out of it.
Yeah, the whole
she's talking about it.
This doesn't keep the air out of it.
Yeah, but you've already got air in there, which is what makes the wine start going bad. Air, it's like biting an apple, right?
Right.
You have an apple.
Yeah. And how it started to mold as well.
You bite that apple and you set it down on the table, right?
As soon as you open a bottle of wine, you need to drink it.
So you bite that apple, you set it down on the table, you come back to it 2 hours later, 3 hours later, it starts to brown, right?
Even once you put the cap back on, I'm talking about wine. I know with the apple.
That's oxidation, and that's what I'm getting at.
That's grapes.
That's grapes, right? So this is oxidation, and that's what happens. Oxygen starts to get to the wine, and it starts to oxidize. And that's when it starts to go bad. So you've already let oxygen into the bottle, regardless of topping the oxygen already in there. Because you already got oxygen in there.
Right.
You open it up, you pour the wine. Wine goes out. Oxygen fills in the empty space.
Okay. And
right.
Tighten it back up.
And then, so you've already got oxygen in there, and that's where it starts to turn bad. It immediately starts to turn bad as soon as oxygen starts to hit the wine.
Hey.
So you've had that way too long, bro. You need to throw that away.
I just figured maybe one day, I guess, I'd come out like yourself. I thought, I mean,
you served that to me, man.
Hey,
you know what? I just saved a future guest. I just saved a future guest right now.
That's why I asked Justin, you know, before I offer him this, let me thank you for the beer. Let me give him the heads up on where it came from, you know. So,
that's trash.
Let it go, bro.
I guess I can throw it away. Well, they did look nice in my refrigerator.
Who are you people?
It's a garage party.
Houston, we have a problem.
It's a garage party.
No, I'm not perfect, no. I made mistakes and now, but all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve it now, but it would be worth it all. All I want is
podcasting all over the world. It's Marvin's Garage Party.
I got a lot of questions I need to ask y'all. One, do you come with dope boys who likes to ball? Pull up on the swingers, creeping with a paws. Smoking on his weed, we don't smoke black emails. Creeping and crawling with the slab on stall number two. That trap light, we see the laws, we take a pause. Cause catching the case sheet, I ain't catching that at all. I'm a one strike, but would I still get love from y'all? Shit, that ain't all. I done been behind the walls. Penitentiary bounds, you know, making phone calls to my family, you know. They done shit me down the road to some old people that I never met before. Make a long story short, see, I was trapping them mo. Getting work from the plug, yeah, this one you don't know. But it's Tony Snow, to that green that you blow. You still a couple slimy yo's.
No, I'm not perfect, no. Made my mistakes and no. But all I want is love unconditional.
Question number three, do you like a thug? I mean a jacker from the streets, who know to keep that heat with some clips under the seat. Think about it, cause once upon a time, that was me. Do you see why I pray hard and I thank G-O-D? Do you still like me? You like the person you see? Cause if you don't, guess what? It's cool with me. Everybody got their own beliefs, but I'm a G. It's hard to see that I'm sour and I'm sweet. Can't nobody do it like me. My life done changed, I mean a 360 degree. I think I know, my whole hood agree. Cause I was hitting licks from that C to that D, to that Bow Street, all the way back to that B. I even was wanted high by the police. I did a lot of shit, my peoples please believe.
Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast.
No, I'm not perfect, no. Made my mistakes and no. But all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve it, no. But it would be worth it all. All I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional.
It's a garage party.
My man Slimmy Yoski with Unconditional Love featuring Tone Jones right here on Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast. Thanks for hanging out and chilling with us today. I got my man, Gallo the Wine Expert, kicking it in the garage. What up, brother?
Are you? I guess you're drinking beer for the new year? Because are you starting at the new year drinking
wine?
Well,
I'm starting in the new year. Yeah, yeah. I told myself starting in the new year, I was going to try and move over to some champagnes.
Okay,
wine.
So let me ask you this. What's your budget? And
$20. I figured $20 was a good.
And you want sweet, right?
I want sweet. Yes, sweet.
Okay.
So I like
I'm kind of torn between the red and white sweet. I like them both. But at the same time, again, I also like sweet champagne.
Okay. So when I think of a sweet wine that I'm celebratory on,
right,
I don't want a screw top open wine, right? I want something that I can pop like a champagne cork on New Year's, right? Because you have that bottle there. You see how it's a screw cap?
Right.
I want something like a screw cap. It kind of takes the romance out of opening up a bottle of champagne on New Year's, right? You're supposed to pop it. Right, you see, you was going screw cap automatically. I can tell. That's why.
Yes.
Okay. Because you're going Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
Thought about the cap. So when I thought a cap, I think I'm saving it for longer. I've always thought once you put the cap back on, it'll last longer.
That's what I'm talking about. You know how a champagne bottle goes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that's why I have that top right there that you just told me good.
It's the same thing when you buy a 2 liter of soda, right? If you put the cap back on, that don't help that soda. That soda goes flat.
It's still good though.
Well, she's still on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I was thinking, you know,
so that's what I'm saying. is I always want to go with a bottle of wine, especially for the New Year's, that will pop like a bottle of champagne, meaning that it has a champagne style cork to it. And so,
I can get a good one for $20.
You can get a good one for $20.
All right, give me some for Prosecco. Prosecco.
You can get a Prosecco.
I'm gonna write that down.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say
you
names
say that?
On here.
This is a podcast. Let me give you the rules of the podcast. Podcast okay. means we have no sponsors right now.
Issa Rae got a Prosecco out.
And we can say whatever.
Issa Rae.
So we can talk about it. You know what I mean?
See, part of my job, I don't know, maybe it isn't part of my job, but part of my job is to promote wines that I think are produced responsibly, right? Like,
responsibly.
Like, and not, maybe I shouldn't say responsibly, but maybe just aren't promoted because it's attached to something that is fashionable, right?
But they do it, but that's where the money part come in, though. Why can't a movie star, like, you know?
No, I'm saying me as a wine person, me as somebody who people ask for.
People are jumping on the bandwagon because it's Issa Rae's Prosecco.
Right.
They're gonna go buy.
I want to get the best Prosecco as far as quality into your hands.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess what she was asking.
What you trying to say, Dad? I'm trying to get.
Well, I'm just saying Issa Rae has a Prosecco, and it was hard to get because.
And my rebuttal to that is that I generally don't recommend wines like that because what I like to look for are things that are, grown responsibly, produced responsibly, and have great flavor and great quality wines, right?
Okay.
So generally, I won't recommend those wines unless I won't know that those wines are that. But generally, those wines are not. They're just wines that are promoted by a certain celebrity or somebody.
So she's promoting this particular wine, or is she creating this wine?
I don't know all the story about it, but I know she has a line of Prosecco now.
Okay, so anyways, back to it.
I'm going to send us a bottle if you like, Issa. You know, I can be real clear on what we're talking about. But go ahead.
So yeah. I think you can get a great Prosecco.
Prosecco,
like,
all right. Yeah, $20.
$20. I would say Carpini Malvolti Prosecco. Right.
Say that again.
Carpini. It's an Italian. It's an Italian Prosecco.
Carpini Prosecco. Got
Carpini.
It.
Carpini.
Got
Malvolti. M A L V O L T I. Prosecco.
Prosecco. Got it.
Yeah. And that's
a good under $20 kind of bottle.
Right about twenty. Maybe a little, depending on what store you go in. Maybe a little less. Maybe a little more. But I think it's a great quality Prosecco.
Now, you don't think it's a good idea, though, I hear what you're saying, because that's kind of on the celebrity tip a little bit. You don't think it'd be good to have a celebrity promote, you know, certain things?
If the product is good,
what's the guy with the beard, real famous cat, who played Batman 1 year, George Clooney. Doesn't he got some type of wine out?
I don't think it was a wine. I think it was a liquor.
I think it was a liquor.
Don't quote me on that, but I think it was a liquor.
Okay, I thought George Clooney had a George.
Like
Clooney.
The Rock has a tequila.
Okay,
and so does Ryan Reynolds has a.
Back to your question
about Prosecco and sparkling wines. I think that's one good example, and I think that's a wine that is like on the mid-level range of being fruity but dry. I think that's a wine that everybody
enjoys. Is that white or is it red?
It's a white wine. Sparkling wine.
White sparkling.
And then if you want to.
Now, is there a good red one? Is there a good red one?
Good red sparkling one?
Yeah. Good red.
There's not many. There's a couple that most of them are like from Australia or something like that. And there's some sparkling Shiraz, but you don't find those wines in a lot of places. Like, you may find them at specialty stores and stuff like that, and they're good.
Okay,
but it's called a sparkling Shiraz.
Because I'm a steak guy, so that's what I'm asking. So when I do get my steak,
I want to order
me a nice red sweet wine with my steak. So I figured,
At the store I'm at, I have a sparkling Shiraz called Black Shook or the Shook Shiraz, and it's a sparkling Shiraz. It's from Australia.
Black Shook.
Yeah. Yeah, Black Shook.
S-O-O-K.
That's a B-O-L-E.
S-H-O-O-K. What's that?
Shut up, Danny. What's that? Black Shook, baby. Yeah, hold on. That's that. She's right. Black Shook. Yeah. What's that called now? Black Shook?
Yeah, Black Shook. Sparkling Shiraz or Sparkling.
Sparkling River. Shiraz?
That's it. S-H-I-R-A-Z.
Oh, yeah. Black Shook. That's definitely.
From there, if you want to get yourself something nicer than $20, and say you want to go to the $50 price point, you know, I think at that point you can probably find some really nice champagnes, you know, and that's what people kind of associate New Year's with, is champagne specifically. You're bringing in the new year with some nice quality
champagne,
wine.
Champagne goes in.
So, Mr. Gallo, which wine are you going to bring in?
I have a couple of them.
Give me some recommendations.
Well,
what's on Gallo's list of wines for the new year?
I'm drinking Market Bart Special Club Reserve.
Why does that sound expensive to me? That sounds more than $20.
I got it on sale.
That ain't no $20. That even sound like
no, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Like I give myself a little bit more of a budget on New Year's.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I give myself a little more budget on New Year's.
You didn't say that. See, you said $20 for New Year's.
But he's also. But you're asking me what I'm drinking. You're asking an expert.
That is true.
And of course he's gonna go up higher, and he probably can find good deals.
All right, so I guess I ain't gonna write these down. Keep going.
You gotta treat yourself every now and then, Marvin.
I know. Go ahead. So go.
What's the brand that has the cool boxes with the girls with the afro sitting on the cars?
Oh, you're talking about the red wine.
Yeah.
And Orange Swift. Those are Orange Swift wines.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is called Machete. It's a good wine. It's a good wine that people love. You know what I mean? Like, it's a big, bold, rich style of wine, right? Yeah. And I think people who drink wines really like that bold style and that kind of silky textured mouthfeel that it has. I think it's a good wine.
Yeah, I just always wanted it because the artwork.
All right, let's go back to you.
It is cool. It is cool artwork. He's got a lot of cool artwork on his bottlings, actually.
All right, so what's the first one you said you're going to do?
For me, yeah, it's Mark Hibbert. Special Club Reserve.
Mark Hibbert. Okay. Yeah. So that's a champagne?
It's a champagne producer that is very small, farms all of his own fruit.
Is he here in Houston?
This is a guy in Champagne. Like, these are... Okay, so to be Champagne,
right,
you have to produce the wine in Champagne. Meaning, you can't call anything that's not produced in Champagne, France... Champagne, right?
If you cannot produce something that is from Champagne, France.
So
it has to be from Champagne, France.
Champagne, France is a place,
right?
Right, and if your wine is not produced and grown in Champagne, you cannot call that wine Champagne. So you can't make it in. That's what I'm saying. You can't make it in Houston and call it Champagne.
So every Champagne bottle that's made,
their grapes come from Champagne, France.
Every single bottle that we see in these
Champagne, goes, every bottle of sparkling wine is not Champagne, right? Champagne is a sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Not every sparkling wine.
I get it. How do you not get that?
You looked at me like, yeah. Say that again. No, I get that.
No, what he's saying. What did you say? They own Champagne. Champagne is, they own the rights to Champagne.
Who's they?
What it is, I'm trying to think of something similar to it.
Because I'm completely blown away if I'm comprehending what you're telling me, that every single bottle that comes, that we go to the grocery store
and you buy it, it says Champagne on it.
The grapes were done in Champagne, France.
Grown in Champagne, France. Yes, it has to be grown
in order for it to be called Champagne.
Otherwise, it's called Prosecco, right? That's why they call the Italian sparkling wines Prosecco, right? Because it can't be Champagne.
So the Prosecco is made
in the style of Prosecco in the region, using the Glera grape varietal. So they don't use the same grape varietals that they would in Champagne, nor does it grow in Champagne, so they can't call it Champagne.
So you can grow Prosecco anywhere?
No.
No, you don't grow Prosecco.
I mean, yeah, you grow the grape called Glera that makes Prosecco.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch behind that. We could go on all the time about wine and the regulations and rules, but just to the champagne thing and celebratory thing for New Year's, That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink a nice bottle of 2013 Mark Hibbard champagne that is a Premier Cru, which is the highest quality vineyards you can get, or some of the highest quality vineyards you could get. And that's what I'm going to have. But I'll also have some Moscato, because I'm sure I'm going to have some people that want Moscato around. And I'm also going to have some cheaper wines that everybody else can drink. I'm going to keep my own champagne in a little spot where nobody else is going to see.
Got to go have his own bottle.
Unless you're dropping a 10 on the table, you ain't getting no share.
It's a garage party.
Friend. Then I remember what I meant for. It's so simple, I just say, ooh, gotta just celebrate. Ooh, it's gonna be A-OK. Life's too short to waste away. One step at a time's all it takes, okay.
Who are you people?
It's a garage party.
It's a brand new day. I'm allergic to a bad mood, ay. Okay, let me ask you, if you got a smile on your face, raise your hands up, ay. That's the mantra, so get up off your feet, go ahead, stand up, ay. Okay, what's the plan, huh? Woke up every day like this. It's a brand new day.
It's a garage party. It's a garage party.
The artist's name is Ivy States, and the song is called Brand New Day, right here on Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Thanks for listening. And for those of you that will be hanging out with Gallo on New Year's Eve, just know he will be hiding the good shit.
So,
very nice. Okay.
So, yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, you popping bottles and opening checkbooks.
I still live within my means. You know, I'll
hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of luxury. What are you at?
It sounds like you got like 3 or 4 bottles already popping that night.
Yeah, I do. Hey. Me and my brother, I'll share with my brother.
Yeah.
Everybody can take and I still part have other in the nice luxurious bottles, life.
Speaking of New Year's, I guess I'm just getting old now. My plan for I'm normally in bed. You're by, gonna be, I'm being in bed by 11. I'm gonna be in bed by
11. You're not even gonna see the fireworks.
Nope. I'm over New Year's. My anxiety's too bad.
We generally do a big, pretty big fireworks show in my cul-de-sac.
Yeah, so that's probably it. I don't know. I guess because I'm scared nowadays. New Year's Eve is scaring me now. You know, I mean, you got cats already got guns.
Come on.
I'm scared, man. No. I want to stay home with my helmet. I even told my son 1 year, man, put my motorcycle helmet on.
You don't want bullets coming.
I don't want no bullets coming down.
Is this
man.
Considered A-Leaf over
y'all
here?
Y'all know, but you said the name of my street already, you know.
Yeah.
So it's but the name of my street will say it itself on why I would be outside with a helmet on New Year's Eve. If I said the name of the street, it would make sense. Trust me. But that's cool.
I always have to work the next day. So
yes. So you're gonna be asleep as well. You're not celebrating New Year. I guess you'll celebrate New Year's. You'll just be asleep.
I kind of like, yeah. If I haven't gone anywhere for New Year's Eve in a long time. Like, it's been a minute.
Well, I don't go anywhere either. We just chill at the house.
I mean, but you chill at the house. But, yeah, like, I couldn't even, like, even if I had something at the house, it's like I have to be at work at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning the next morning. So, it's like.
Yeah, that ain't no fun.
Yeah. So, it's like midnight, like, staying out at midnight. I was like, okay, y'all got to get the fuck out of here because I got to go to bed.
Well, see, Gallo don't have to be at work until noon. See, this guy works.
Yeah, I do work.
He set his life up to where sleep in to noon.
Not that bad. Most of the time until about 8:39.
You're like a night owl in general.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, see. 100%. And I'm a morning person. Like, I thrive in the morning.
Yeah. I'm
like, because even on my days off, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I enjoy a nightly glass of red wine. And I'm probably up at least until
You say nightly?
Yeah.
So is it true what the doctor say? Glass of wine a night?
I mean, I feel healthy.
Keep the heart straight, they say.
I mean, I think, you know, sometimes you're born with high blood pressure. You know?
you're functional. I get it. Yeah, I'm there with it. That's cool.
So they say it's hereditary.
Really? I guess.
I think so.
I don't know. Danny? Yeah. Danny doesn't do either. This girl doesn't drink.
But yeah, I do enjoy a glass of wine. I mean,
I don't drink. Like, now I don't just drink on the regular. If I go somewhere and I'll have a drink with you. We do something. Well, drink.
I'm a very social person. Like, I'm always out doing something. I'm always.
So but I used to be like that. I used to be very more social than I am now. Like, I pretty much am a homebody these days. But I used to be out and I used to drink way more, you know, but now it's come to the thing. Like, I don't need to have beer in my refrigerator because that's not something I'm going to reach for every day and drink, right, or wine, right, the same thing. And it's funny because
maybe most people who work in the wine biz probably, I don't know this, but I think most people in the wine biz probably enjoy a nightly glass of red wine or, you know, a cocktail or something.
And me,
you know?
I'm a coffee person. Now, I'm coffee. I can drink coffee all fucking day long. Like, I can drink it at night. Like, if I'm up at night, I can drink it to go to bed. I can, you know, whatever. In the morning, I drink it. Like, I'm a coffee connoisseur. I love coffee. Now, but I will partake in a drink, but it's not something I have, like, I look forward to, like, oh, man. But, like, if I haven't had... Like, if I have a glass of wine, like, I haven't had wine in a very long time. And now when I have one on Christmas Day, it's going to hit. And it's going to hit good. Because it's going to be like, man, it's just the same thing with a beer. Like, when I have a beer, it's like, oh, shit, this is going. And if it goes down good, and I'll keep drinking. And then I get drunk. I get buzzed off of half a beer. And if I have two glasses of wine, I'm going to sleep.
So the wine buzz, like Marlon was saying, wine buzz is totally different than beer buzz.
I'm up on the table dancing and singing and going off. That's what wine does to me. Beer, I'm just buzzed. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Like for wine, for instance, like on New Year's, when I did have wine, I would have wine. Like, if I drink a glass, I'm like, whoo, I'm lit. I'm ready. But if I have a second glass,
I think that's how I feel with champagne. I don't feel like that with so much more of red wine. Like, I feel pretty chill with red wine, especially when it's nice and cool out like this now. But champagne, I kind of feel a little more energetic and feel a little more energized with champagne. And I don't know if it's because it is champagne or if it's just kind of the thought of like, hey, this is a celebratory thing because you are drinking champagne. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I used to do one year we did champagne. We did, for my birthday, we did tacos and mimosas.
Okay.
And that was all night. We was just buying. We just had to keep running and get more champagne. And we're doing, and like we were down in that stuff, but it was, I didn't feel like that was a good time. Like, I guess with the mix with the orange juice, I don't know how it does. But
yeah, everybody loves mimosas. I don't drink too much mimosas because I like to get a good buzz quick. So I leave the orange juice out.
Need the orange juice. Take a shot first, and then take the shot.
Nah, I need to kind of last. But I know that when I do drink, I like it because I don't have it all the time. So it does hit me. It hits me like, man, like that's good. That's good.
Beer for me is perfect. Cause see that, like I said, liquor, wine. That's why I'm kind of nervous about next
year. Just explore. Because
For me, like I have the beer. I know what I'm saying. I'm chill. I'm good. Like three is my. If I'm going out in public, I shouldn't be saying this. You shouldn't be drinking and driving. But if I do go out, three is my limit. Two to three, no more than three. If I'm out, if I'm getting behind the wheel,
all right. I tell all the customers.
As far as I go, you know what I mean?
I tell all the customers this, and I should be telling you since you're my friend, right?
Yeah.
But, I think you have to experience things, right? And wine is something that you should experience, right? It's kind of like if you sat there and drank beer all of the time, you wouldn't experience anything new, right?
Well, because soon.
And so, that's what I'm saying.
The experience, I guess I'm afraid of having too good of an experience. How about that? You know what I mean?
Like, oh, come on.
At least with my beer, I know my limit. I can control it. You know what I mean?
Right, wine, I don't want to. Drink
I feel like with wine, I'm like, man, I'm going
to
be like.
Every day to enjoy
I might,
it, right?
I might be like, man, like, I don't want to get drunk every night.
You would have to build up your tolerance.
That's what I'm afraid of.
No. What I'm saying is you don't have to do that every night. I'm just saying explore. I'm not saying
try something new. Instead of going to dinner all the time and getting a beer order right? wine.
Yeah, which I always do. That is,
And people who like beverages, explore the beverages. You know what I'm saying?
Get the adult beverages.
Yes, that is the plan for the new year.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it sounded like you were talking yourself out of it already.
Well, kind of. Okay. Well, I know. I don't know. That's my plan, though. When I go out, instead of me getting, that's what I straight go for, straight beer. Just straight, so now I want to try and transfer over my mind.
Yeah, because
I'm here to help you out. You know what?
You're on the basic of beers, too.
I'm a simple guy.
Come to my wine department. I'm going to make you a recommendation.
Something that I can have every day on a daily.
Well, no, I'm just talking about for New Year's. I'm talking about for New Year's. Okay. I'm going to start you off for New Year's, right?
Okay, that's okay for New Year's. But I'm talking about on a daily because I'm saying throughout the whole year for 2024 instead of me, because normally I'd say, especially now, I can't take it out on my Cowboys football. So that'd be a new experience for me because normally my beer and my football.
There's
a lot of Cowboy fans.
My wine
fans
football,
that probably drink wine, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
the females.
They go together. Excuse me, Danny? No, but so that's kind of, I don't know. But that's my plan.
Dallas suburban females.
Yes, you know what I mean? So I'm going to try and start having something. Because let me see. Because we obviously got beer for football. So is there a wine, like a casual? Is there a sporting event type of wine guys can drink?
I think it depends on what guy you ask. I
don't know, too. I feel kind of feminine.
I feel kind of feminine
drinking some champagne watching a football game.
Unless you're celebrating, you know what I mean?
Like, well, that is true.
Think about that. If the Dallas Cowboys ever win. When they win the Super Bowl. You don't think they're not going to drink champagne?
Just drink it out the bottle. Saying? Like, don't put it in a wine glass. Just drink it out the bottle.
Put it to your lips.
Take it to the head like that. Because I'm trying to think, how could that be cool, macho?
That ups the bro factor.
Having a little wine, drinking.
Maybe you give a shit too much.
You're thinking about it too much.
I guess I am. I'm just picturing it, Just picturing me watching my Cowboys and having my glass of wine. It just feels kind of different. But,
By the way, I've never heard a New Edition ringtone.
Danny has New Edition, Bobby Burns. She got all old school ringtones,
I'm digging New Edition ringtone.
She's definitely in the 90s. She's a 90s child.
A 90s kind of girl.
She definitely has that.
You got to know who's calling.
So, come to the wine department. I'm going to suggest you something for New Year's. I'm going to get you in your $20 budget. If you have to pay over, I'll chip in a little bit.
I'm going to the New Year's with something.
We're going to pass around a basket for you.
I'm going to the New Year, right?
We're going to have a collection.
I'm
going to
go in and splurge. I'm cheap. I'm cheap. So but that's my New Year's plan is to venture out with some champagne and wine.
I recommend that to anybody who likes adult beverages. Explore wine.
When I want to venture out and learn about a drink or what drinks to get, I just go out with my sister. Go over.
She makes you explore. She shows you some new stuff.
Liquor is on their grocery list. That's part of the grocery bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just what it is. Like, she goes out, like, she knows what she likes, and she goes to all the different restaurant openings. So I just trust her. I'm like, okay, you order my drink.
Oh, okay. Well.
Like, I never had an old fashioned. I never did old fashions, and I got an old fashioned because she took me to New York for
what's
my birthday.
Fashion? What's an old fashioned?
Those things are strong.
Yeah.
What's an old fashioned?
Old fashioned is whiskey. Yeah, it's like, and it's got the orange peel in it, and it's a whole thing. It got bitters and like all kinds of things. I don't know. All I know is that I liked it. But she took me to New York for my birthday, and we went to a gastro pub, and.
A gastro pub.
Yeah, we went to this fancy gastro pub. It was kind of like you go in the back door, and you know, it was cool. The vibe.
Gastro pub.
You go in the back door.
Yeah, it was a gastro pub.
Like, you know, like very, you know how like the speakeasies were, kind of type of thing, like that kind of environment. It's very cool, jazz band playing, like very.
Why you gotta go into the back door?
So you mean very intimate? You mean more intimate? Is that what you mean?
Like, yeah, like kind of like low key, secluded. Mm. Yeah. But you know, people knew know about
intimate
it.
If you're going into the back door.
But that whole trip sounds pretty intimate. That to whole me. Trip, I was drinking old fashioned.
Sounds very intimate to me.
What? Mr. Marvin and the group, Ross Party Podcast. You know the crew coming to Cali, Houston, Dallas too. Listen in your car, you can jam these funky tunes. Put your headphones on. Turn we talking about music, sports, and entertainment. Bring it to you. Lakers fans, what it do? Cowboys fans, what it do? Houston Rockets, what it do? I'm in the garage with my crew. Sudden horn on my bike. I know you hear me coming through. Working out day and night. Sipping bitten alcohol. Find me on YouTube. You know I'm about to boss hog. You know I'm about to highlight. I stand tall like a waterfall. Garage party, I'ma keep it lit for all of y'all.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I just if you just go out with a person who knows about drinks, about alcohol, liquor, wine, you know, you go hang out with them and you just drink what they drink or their recommendation.
See, I like your attitude of exploration. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
Danny's always
exploring
these. You know what Danny told us when she went to New York? She went through a back door to buy some purses. Like, she's always finding the hookup. She's always finding the hookups on these things, man.
My knockoff.
When you want to go out of town, Danny's the. She'll find you.
She's got a back door to put you in.
She'll find you an alley.
Like, I don't necessarily promote, you know, knockoffs, but when we were in New York, and that's when I got on a little knockoff shopping spree because. We were in New York and we went in this store. It said Handbag Heaven. We were in Little Italy. And I was like, it said Handbag Heaven. I love bags, handbags. That's my thing. So I went in there and I was like, what the shit is this? It was like just this plain bags all over the wall. And then like these scars that look like some fake ass Louis Vuitton shit. And I'm like, what is this? Let's go. And this guy goes, psh, you
come
know,
to
he
the back
starts
door.
Like, he's like, psh, psh. I'm like, he goes, you want to see the good stuff? And I'm like, yeah, I want to see the good stuff. You know? I'm like, I'm so excited. And I know
it's like a drug deal, but in a handbag store?
A handbag, because it's knockoff, you know, everything.
Danny's into handbags.
We went into this tiny ass room, and it was like knockoff Louis Chanel.
So they look, did they look 100% real, though?
The Chanel was whack. His Louis knockoff, though? And that's hard for Louis because I'm a Louis connoisseur. I buy Louis Vuitton, so it's hard for me to buy fake Louis because I know what the real looks like. But his shit was on point. And I actually wind up buying a bag. It was not your tip. It was a monogram, embossed monogram, but it was blue. I wore that bag all through New York and, you know, whatever. And it fell apart eventually. But, you know, I got on this high of buying, right. like, fake stuff. And then.
So did you get a lot of compliments off of it when you were out
there? Yeah, people thought it was real. Like, and my sister was even mad because that's the only one they had.
Good thing they didn't rob you. They'd have been pissed.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it was only. I paid, what, $15, $25 for that bag or whatever. But, I mean, it was just the excitement. Like, I got asked to go to a back room. Like, right. what is this shit? Like,
you got a genuine knockoff.
Yeah. But I've always been like that. I'm not afraid to try new things. Like, because that's how you discover what you like.
So Gallo, do you do New Year's resolutions, or do you have goals or anything like that you want to accomplish in the new year?
I mean, you know, I got a grandson that's 8 years old. I want to just continue. I mean, I'm sorry, not 8 years old. I have a grandson that is 10 years old and a grandson that is 8 months years old.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay,
8 months old, I should say. And, you know, just spend more time with them.
Hang out with the grandkids.
Also, since I have grandkids, my kids always ask me for money. And so I am, in the new year, going to teach myself to say no more.
I am going to teach myself
to say no more. Other than that, you know, I'm going to continue minding my own business, having a good time at life, enjoying wine, exploring wine, hanging out with good friends. Thanks for letting me come hang out with you, man. I appreciate it.
You of and course, man.
Danny Boy, otherwise Danielle.
Of course. You know, we appreciate you coming by, hanging out
with us. I was taking up my desk space.
You know?
What desk space?
And Sam's desk, the one y'all was sitting at.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yes. That's your desk. That's not Louise's desk. That's your desk.
No, man, we appreciate it, man. But this is what this show is about, man. My homies, my friends come by. We chill, drink.
I have fun.
Listen to music. Talk about this, whatever.
I feel like I'm going to sound stupid, so just edit me out.
You actually sound professional.
You sound great, brother.
Like,
you sound fantastic. Nobody listens to the show anyway, Gallo, so you're good, bro. Nobody listens to us. Nobody knows who we are. So
hey, now you're taking away from our fans that do listen.
No, yeah. Thank you for everyone who does this, and we do appreciate the love. You know,
all two of y'all.
You know, oh, yeah, two, three, four, you know.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate that, you know. I mean, it's like, you know.
I'm going to try and go get in a walk with my dog real quick.
Go walk your dog.
Take him to the park or something.
What kind of dog you got?
Oh, he's a mutt. I chase the ball around.
What kind of dog is it, though?
He's a mutt.
Just mixed. Just mixed with everything?
Yeah, just a mixed dog. Yeah, he's just a brown and black dog. I call him a Brazos Hound Dog because we live down by the Brazos River.
What's your name?
Hound dog. Ain't Braz's, nothing wrong with Braz's a hound
hand,
dog.
Hound dog. Braz's hound dog.
The hound dog?
Yeah.
Well, I got two dogs myself. I'm a little Dachshund, and I guess you can say, well, she's a German Shepherd. She's a little mutt. She's a mutt, too, but she's a big mutt. Her name is Belle, so I got two girl dogs. And
I haven't heard them bark once.
Because they're well-trained.
Yeah. You got them caged up.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you come through, I'm getting a tour of the house, you know, so you can see where they are. You know, one's probably hiding in under one of the beds. The other one's probably in the living room in the kennel, laying down. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll be trying to bring Shonuff. He won't let me bring Shonuff.
Who?
My dog.
Shonuff. Yeah, ask her again. Ask her dog name again.
What's your dog's name again?
Shonuff.
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 What kind of dog is he?
He's a whippet and a...
Shonuff.
He's a whippet and a rat terrier mix.
Sounds like a lot of energy.
What's your name? Yeah. He was a lot. I mean, he's calmed down now. I've seen her dog is.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. He ate my bed. He ate my entire bed and my carpet.
Yeah.
I had to pull all the carpet.
And you still have him?
Right.
I almost returned him. I adopted him after my other dog passed, and I was feeling sad, and I went and adopted him.
This is her fault, though. When she tells me about him being eating up stuff.
He's a goat. I should have named him goat.
Eating up stuff on her pillows and stuff. She lets him sleep in her bed.
Yeah. You know, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't eat anything anymore.
They say you don't, Cesar Millan says, you don't train dogs, you train humans.
Yeah.
So what do you do now?
Yeah, that's why I always say they either think that Shonuff either thinks that I'm a dog or he's a human. Either way, we're on the same level.
Or he just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And y'all don't even Shonuff, understand each other.
Shonuff runs the house. But you know, that's like Devin always said, what you expect, player? You named him after a villain. And I was like, yeah. Cause his name
is this Bruce Leroy?
Yes, yeah, Shonuff.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what I figured. I figured it was from Bruce Leroy. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like Shonuff, but that's her dog.
But his name, cause his name was Oreo, and they were like, "You're gonna rename him." I'm like, "Yeah,
he's black and white."
Cause he's black and white. That's so unoriginal. Like I can't go down in the books with Shonuff, having a dog named Oreo. And so I was like, his name is Shonuff. Cause he's sure enough gonna make the day better, you know.
Sure enough, ate your bed.
Sure enough, you know what I mean? That's sure enough. I'm like, yes, it's original. I mean,
and she told me when I adopted him, she said, "Please don't return him," cause he had been returned. And I was like, I see why. I was like, bitch, I see why. So like this is like.
So is he in a box while you're not there now?
No. I never crate my animals. Like they're always have free roam. But he just had anxiety. That's anxiety, basically. That's bad and anxiety, right? They have to get used to their environment. He wasn't used to his environment.
Do you let your dog sleep in the bed with you?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing wrong with a dog. Generally, it's the best thing in the world.
You don't let your dog sleep in your bed?
Generally, he won't.
Okay. Because I give Danny a hard time about her, sure enough, letting her sleep in the bed with her. I'm like, yeah.
It's the best thing, having a dog sleep in the bed.
I just, I don't know.
If you're not a dog person, you're
I'm
not
a dog person. I just feel like they know their place. Dog. Huh?
How can you not be a dog person? You got dogs.
Got two. I said I am a dog person.
Oh, I thought you were saying
you're
that.
Not really a dog.
I'm a dog. Just because I won't let them sleep in the bed or get, they don't get on my bed. They'll get at the foot of the bed. They'll be next to my bed, but they won't get on my bed. Those are the no-nos. That's okay though.
Mind if I get a picture of me in this?
Yeah, you can get a picture. Yeah, definitely put a picture.
Post it for the gram.
Yeah, post it for the
Who
gram.
Who are you people?
Garage party.
And all right, well, are we going to let the garage down now, I guess? About that time? Thank you guys for hanging out inside Barber's Garage Party Radio Podcast. You know, we're getting ready to get out of here.
Learning about wine.
Learning about wines today. So, for you, you know, trying to figure out what to do for New Year's, or if you wanted to have some ideas or things like that, hopefully today's show was able to help you and lead you in the right direction as far as, you know, with wines and champagnes to pick out and why you should drink them and so forth. And according to Gallo, he can go into a whole different show about the legalities of how wine is made and how it's supposed to be made.
We could
right?
have a seminar.
We could have, so in the future, in 2024, you know, I would like to have you come back.
And we might go be and, a while.
You know.
What? I'm booked. It might be a while.
You're going to check his schedule, you know what I mean, and see if you can squeeze us in 2024, and we can talk more about wines. And plus, I would like to check in with you and give you an update on where I'm at and see if I've falling off the wagon or not. But no, thanks again for hanging out with us today, man. I really appreciate it. Had a great time. We had fun. Danny, any last word? We didn't get a meal. We didn't get a holiday meal plan. We didn't get a holiday meal plan.
Just have fun. Eat what you want. Start in January.
Okay, well, next
like,
show.
A meal plan is like, it's the holidays. Like, so don't.
Throw out the meal book for the holidays. No meal plan. Throw
have it
out the,
fun with your family. Everything in moderation. Yeah.
Everything in moderation.
Meal plan. Just follow along. Just don't eat as much. You know. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Have a good holiday season. Celebrate. Enjoy the memories. Yeah.
And in honor of the holiday, before we get out of here, I'm going to end this show with my dear friend Bubba the Schizo's No Cash for Christmas right here on Marvin's Garage Party Radio Podcast. You can find this song on YouTube. It's hilarious. Enjoy.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Nobody has to tell me it's so. My cash flow is slow and my finances low. I remember each time as I get ready to go that I got no cash for Christmas. I've been to the swap, made a bend to the mall. I've shopped all around all the stores, big and small. Found I could afford just nothing at all because I got no cash for Christmas. And I count all of our joys. All of our kids are good girls and boys. Should I pay rent or should I buy toys? 'Cause I got no cash for Christmas.
It's a garage party.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
The season's about the shopping until all their bodies give out. I'd be guilty as them if not for my money drought. But still, I got no cash for Christmas. No extra cash of any amount. I can't write a check 'cause I know that it bounces. I never get any use out of my bank account. Because I got no cash for Christmas. My wife and I count all of our joys. All of our kids are good girls and boys. should I buy toys? Cause I got no cash for Christmas. My wife and I count all of our joys. All of our kids are good girls and boys. Should I pay rent or should I buy toys? Cause I've got no cash for Christmas. Should I pay rent or should I buy toys?
It's a garage party.
Now I'm feeling it. I don't know why I'm laughing though. I'm broke. I got no money in my pocket. Not even change. Woo. They took all my credit cards away. They cut them up and took a picture. Sent it back just to rub it in. Just said I got no cash for Christmas. My kids made a Christmas tree in grade school. I think it's beautiful. I'm gonna hang that on the wall. We don't need a real tree. We got love. And paper.
It's a garage party.
That's the most important thing. You just gotta have love. You don't need cash for Christmas. You don't need presents. My present is my presence. It's a beautiful thing. No matter how bad it gets, just know that as long as you got love, you
can. Alright, I guess that's it. I'm gonna put the garage door down. Find the garage door, let it down. Happy New Year. Go, oh, and go Cowboys. Wait, by the way, call my Cowboy
and,
fans.
What's the timeline for this show, sir?
This show,
because we also need to Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
That's what we're saying. This, yeah, this is it. That's why I said Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This is it.
What song? What?
The show will be out before New Year's. What are you talking about? What
so it will be out before Christmas? Well, Christmas?
When is Christmas?
At Christmas time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This show may drop before Christmas. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
All
right. I don't know. I don't know when the next show is. Gal, that's the thing about this show. I never know when the next show is, Gal. I don't.
Merry Christmas?
Maybe Merry. Maybe we may do another one before Christmas. I don't know. No, we're not going to do none of that. So I'll say Merry Christmas. This is definitely
enjoy your holidays.
This is definitely a Christmas show. Yeah, and Happy Kwanzaa. Happy, you know, whatever. What other stuff that people do?
Hanukkah.
You know, all that good stuff. Yeah.
Anything else?
Do we miss anything?
I don't know. There's a lot.
Who are you people?
The garage down now. There it is.
Garage party.
Marvin's Garage Party.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Thank you very much, Houston.